views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Oh, I'm over here laughing at myself. That's a good way to start, right? Positivity Party Radio. This is where we get to laugh at all kinds of things. And hey, if you want to join in and giggle with me, that's all right. I can't believe, can you believe we're at the end of December? It's been wonderfully interesting and crazy busy. Hope that you're ready and set for your holidays. It looks like my, because hey, you know, technology loves to do its thing while you're live on the radio. So I'm going to let my internet catch up to me here. So what are we talking about today? Today we're talking, we're saying like literally energetically farewell to what was, right? And hello to what will be. We are closing out, if you will, because we love to give these years numbers to give them a great label. So we're saying there's so much talk right now and a lot of energy, and I'm even going to share something that I'm doing special to honor. But I want to talk about how we're going to honor 2016. And we're moving into what we call a new year. And but really energetically and your experience in life, this is it's all one long experience. We just chop it into chapters called years. That's all it is. So we want to make sure that our energy is free and clear. And the new word for me for 2017 is really welcoming. I want to welcome in everything that's amazing, wonderful, beautiful. I want to create space for that. And I want to help you do the same thing, which is why we're going to do some chatting about that very thing tonight. And we're going to start with you know, and if you're new to the show and you're not really familiar with what it is that I do, I'm the happiness coach, go figure, right? On Positivity Party Radio. I'm the happiness coach for highly sensitive people. Why? Because I am one. You might have heard me on Dr. Pat's show. You've probably seen my information. Everything we chat here is really about joy, happiness, positivity. What does that really mean? What does it really look like for you? It's a very personal definition for each and every one of us. It's a beautiful thing to work on and to expand in your life so that you're not just existing. That is blah. That is boring. That is not worth it. I want something better. I want something bigger. And I want you to be almost bursting at the seams. And you're thinking, but Nicole, you don't know what my life looks like right now, or the stress that I have to deal with, or the things that I'm trying to work through, or things that have happened. Hey, I get it. This is, you might have heard me say in the past, this is not about wiping a smile on and pretending that everything is fine. This is about real, real and true happiness from the core of you, like living from the inside out. And because of that, I've created for highly sensitive people and empaths called The Happy Place, and teaching really how to live in your happy place, because your happy place looks different than mine. We might have some similar decor, right? It might be similar interests or activities. It could be people we enjoy, music that we like. But really, everybody's happy place is so unique. And that's what I want you to embrace tonight, is your unique happy place, and what it not just what it looks like for you, but what it feels like. What does it feel like when you're really in your happy place? Okay, so it looks like internet's going to just mess with me tonight and I can't get my chat window up to know when we're going to break. So we're just going to roll with it. That's what we do. That's what we do. It's all good. Okay. So living in your happy place. Well, how do we do that? And we're going through, tonight we're traveling through time. I thought it would be fun just in the holiday spirit to visit your life's past. And because I get asked questions a lot around, Nicole, like, how can I move forward without holding on to my pain from the past? Like, what did you do, or what do you feel that you did to get to this point in your life, even though you've had all of these adversities that you've experienced? And yeah, I could rattle them all off, but we're just really talking about, how do you do that? Life is real, and sometimes it's really raw. And sometimes it is not fun. There are things that challenge us, right? And they pull on us in every direction. And when those experiences happen and they don't feel good, how do we change that? How do you move forward if everything from the past keeps popping up for you? So I'll ask you, does your past, when you look at, and let's just sum it up as even just 2016, are there areas of 2016 right now that are feeling wasted, useless? Do they feel like, I had a string of disappointments, everything from tiny and trivial to gigantic and super huge. And when I look at that, boy, I just can't wait, to get to 2017, because at least I could start over that way. Well, I want to tell you that energetically, you're not starting over. What you're really doing, you're priming the pump with all that stuff. So is there something? And here's what I want you to listen to as we go through tonight. I want you to really tune into your energy and monitor. Are you noticing your energy as I'm talking about things? Are certain memories popping in? Are things from the past coming up? Are old experiences, right? Are they coming up? Because those are the times that you want to tune in and notice what's coming up. When things pop up, gosh, I haven't thought about that for 10 years. And all of a sudden this thing pops up from my past. So weird. And I was having a really great day, but then, this memory popped in about what he said or she said or what they did to me or what happened or how I really wanted that, but it didn't come through. And I'm feeling it. And notice your energy is telling you that, yep, there's still some stuff going on, right? There's still things going on that are not feeling good and they're coming forward. And what I want to tell you is, even if you have an experience from your past that happened, I don't care if it happened 19 years ago, but you still feel like it didn't go right. I didn't like it. It makes me sad. It makes me upset. It makes me whatever. And we're going to talk about some positive things, of course, as well. But those things that energetically to your brain, it doesn't know the difference between what's happening now or what happened 19 years ago. It's firing off the exact same feelings and chemistry within you as if it was happening right now. So with those thoughts and with that energy and carrying that into, without addressing it, honoring it, dealing with it, and figuring out, why did that happen for me? And let me tell you, nothing happened in your life. Nothing. Not one thing has ever happened in your life that wasn't there to serve you in the highest way, to build you, to grow you, to help you become more of who you were meant to be, to really magnify your essence. Nothing in your life has ever happened to take away from that. What we do is we create these perspectives and we put this backstory to it. And that is what diminishes and dwindles and puts a shadow over who you really are and what you're really about. Okay. This is looking at your past and saying, what is there? If I do look at 2017, what comes up for me? How do I feel? What jumps out and says, boo, remember me? What is that? Now, on the positive, absolutely. What jumps out at you that shines? That was, because why do those moments, why do they take second rung from the things that didn't work out, felt bad, were a little more crushing? They shouldn't. They get top shelf. You want to shine a light on those things. What happened in my past that felt amazing, that put me in my best energy, that made me feel alive, that brought everything around me to life and made me feel like anything was possible. That's where you want to direct your focus. But those things that didn't feel quite that way, those are important. Those are messengers for you. They are those, whatever you want to call it, the things that fell through, the disappointments, whatever label we want to give that. Let's look at those and open them up and explore them. And we're going to talk about how you can do that and how I can help you do that. Exactly like this week before we even get through 2016 finish, right? And close it out with honor. You're going to learn some things that you can actually do this week and join me where I can personally help you with that. And it's exciting because when you find, when you define, I'm going to use a different word, not find. I mean, yeah, we're going to explore it. We're going to look at it from different perspectives. But when you define why something happened for you and you define it brilliantly, you give it amazing meaning. You use it in a way that empowers you, that builds you up and makes you feel strong and alive. That turns into wisdom. And now you're more prepared for what you're really put here to do. Did you hear what I just said? You're more prepared for what you were really put here to do. We joke about the daily grind on this show. That's not what this is about. This is about your life, like real life. This is about the energy of your essence, your spiritual experience in this world. That's what we're talking about. And we're going to go off to break. And when we come back, we're going to move from the past. And we're going to talk about a couple more things about that. And we're going to move into the present. And I'm going to share a little bit more about, yeah, how do you move into the present and your future without holding on to past pain? You can really explore that and turn it into your wisdom. And I'm excited for you to do that. I want you to do that. I want you to take the time for yourself to invest in you to do that. So tonight you're listening to literally the last Positivity Party radio show of 2016. And we're going to go off to break. And you're here with Nicole Eisler. And I'm the happiness coach for highly sensitive people. And I'm a little bit addicted to happiness. I love it in my life. I love seeing it in your life. And when we come back from break, we're going to dive into the present and how to stay present so that you can open up space and welcome in your beautiful, amazing future. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
All right. We're back on Positivity Party Radio. I think I figured out the technology thing. Hey, it's Mercury retrograde. Anything goes with technology. So we are good. So we're here and we are literally in the last show of 2016 on Positivity Party Radio. And we're talking about past, present, and future. How fitting, right? There's so much hype right now about a new year, a new you. This is not about hype at all. This is real. This is about your real life. I'm not about resolutions. A resolution to me is fixing problems. We're not focused on problems here. We focus on creating space, welcoming in what we really want. We focus on happier times. You know, I have, here's what I have going this week where if this resonates, get in because it's 2 days away. But I am hosting the only, and I promise you it is the only 2017 planning party for highly sensitive people. And we're going to dive into a lot of interesting things, but when I have been asking people this past, you know, between this week and the week before, like, you know, what do you think about when I say 2016, or what are you really looking for? And I get answers like less stress and more happy times. These are real comments, folks, real comments. It's painful, but now over, smiley face, transformation. I like the word transformation. Crazy, not just crazy, but all caps crazy. One word, whirlwind. Amen. Like, amen that it's done. Past year was challenging. It was stressful. Lots of uncertainties in my future. We forget how powerful we are. We forget, what we can, and not just create, but like that we have full power over how we want to feel in our lives. And so, of course, we're visiting the past. And you know, when I get asked, because a lot of people say, well, you teach positivity and you're all about happiness. And do you ever have a bad day or do you ever go? Of course, yes, I cry real tears and I feel real pain. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping really as many people as I can, especially highly sensitive people and empaths, because we feel, not only we feel our pain, we feel everybody else's pain as well. And we want to step out and make a difference and make an impact. And so I get really passionate about helping highly sensitive people live in their happy place, live from an empowered state, so that when things happen, they understand the holistic language of their emotions, and they understand how to navigate so that they're not living in pain, fear, anxiety, depression. That is not a happy place, right? So when people say, well, what got you to where you are? Like, how did you do this? How do you stay happy when you've had so many adversities? I just can't imagine living any other way. I could cry right now just to think about how many people right now at this time of the year are living, feeling alone, living sad, feeling depressed, feeling like they don't have anyone, or things didn't come together the way they wanted, or boy, you know, I really hope this was going to be my year, but it's not. How about we change that? How about we look at, let's look at the present. How do I do it? I've studied a lot of things. I share a lot of energy tools, and people like, they make it complicated sometimes, thinking that you have to change your energy, to shift your focus, to create a better life, that it's hard, that it has to be complicated. You must have to read a super big book or carry around a huge binder to know what to do and when to do it. It's not. It's all intuitive, folks. It's tuning in and learning again that language of your emotions, listening to your body. So how do you stay fully present? Let's talk about the present. In your present day, what past events creep into your mind? How many times do you think? Because here's where our suffering is created. Our suffering is not created in the present moment. So our suffering is created when we think about the past that didn't work out, or we worry about the future and not knowing where we're going or what's going to happen. That's the suffering piece right there. Past and future. It's not right here, right now. When people are present, right here, right now, I'm right here in this moment. Like right now, I'm so with you right here in this moment. I'm not suffering at all. I'm emotional. I could cry right now. I'm so with you right now, feeling so connected. When you're connected and you're present and you're enjoying your life and you're not thinking about all that stuff, you're in your happy place. That's it. It's that simple. Yep, I'm going to completely simplify it. And I know there's thousands and thousands of awesome, amazing books that teach you how to change your life. And you can absolutely, I encourage that. Yes, read things. I share things in my Facebook group, The Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People, every day. Every day. Simple tools, easy things. Today was all about, there I go again, shooting on myself. I'm not going to do that anymore. I will not shoot on myself. And the response, people were like, oh, I needed that. Oh, I do that too. Yeah, I want to stop doing that. And why do we do it? Because we're not in the present moment. If I'm shooting on myself and I'm saying, I should sleep more, I should eat better, I should really finish and clean that up, I'm really looking at it like, you know, it's a past energy thing, or it's a future thing that I want this outcome in my future, and I'm not there yet because I'm not doing enough of this. My mind's all over the place. It's not right here, right now. It's not tuning in. So how do you tune in and get really present? Because does it feel impossible some days? I don't know how to cope with my life stressors. You know, maybe it's your job and you have an emotional job. I have a friend, she has such an emotional job helping people who are sick, transitioning through that phase of their, like, unbelievable. Like what this earth angel does. I can't talk about it anymore. I'm going to cry. How do you then release that? You just, even in those situations, those examples, we can be fully present and breathe. Feel the breath in your lungs right now. Take a deep breath. Oh, doesn't that feel amazing? It's amazing. Isn't it beautiful to have fresh air coming into your lungs upon demand? You can take another nice deep breath right now. We forget. Can you believe we forget to take a deep breath sometimes because we're so up in our head about what was or what isn't or what might be or what we hope isn't going to happen, or oh, the thoughts we spin around up there, it gets wicked dangerous up there. So how do you shift to release the stress? Just what we just did. So simple. Take a deep breath. Write yourself a note. Look out the window. Smile at the sunshine. Folks, it's not so complicated. We can make it simple. We can. When I say live in your happy place, I mean create your own heaven on earth. Experience life on your terms. The beauty of it. You know, even in sadness, there's beauty because people come together. They support. Yeah, there's sadness, but things bloom and blossom from that. I was reading the other day about people who pass very quickly and what happens to their spirit, you know, as they cross over, and creates a lot of awareness. And, you know, when they choose that path, when that happens, what a beautiful thing to choose that and leave us with this amazing reminder that life is beautiful. It's a gift. That every day my eyes open, I can say thank you. That's being present, right? It's appreciating everything, big or small, the color of things. Now I'm talking like a highly sensitive person. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with that, chances are you're not in the 20% of the population that's highly sensitive. If you know exactly what I'm talking about, then you probably are. But there's no way that the realness of this conversation isn't touching some part of you right now. And there I go again, connecting so deep that I can move to tears when I think about the importance of, like, think about the energy that's coming at the close of this week. How many families will be spending time together, sharing, enjoying, appreciating each other? How many family members are maybe serving in the military and they can't be with their family? Or like my son is in Colorado. I can feel him and we're connected, but I won't get to hug him on Christmas. You see how present we can really get? How beautiful life can really be? Does anything else really matter when you think of life in those terms? Does the long lines at the store, are they frustrating? Yes, the traffic right now, people forget how to drive in the snow in Wisconsin. All of that. I know it's real, but you got to bring yourself back to the present. Use it with your breath. Find your happy place. Something I do with every client, we find their happy place so they can go there at any time in their mind, in their body, in their breath. No matter what's going on, I can always go. I was describing it the other night. I had a flashback to I Dream of Jeannie when she would twinkle and go into her bottle. And when I was a kid, I thought, oh, I want my own little place like that. That's fun. And so that's kind of the image I have for my happy place. But for some people, it's a color. It's just their color. When they think of that color, they feel so good. So staying present. Yeah, it's real and sometimes it's raw, but it's amazing. And that's where life is really at, is in this present moment. We're going to go off to our next break here on Positivity Party Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about future. We're going to move from the present and we're going to take a scan down the road and look down your path and see what's coming for you. And I'm excited about that. So tune in. Let's go off and take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, we're back on Positivity Party Radio. I'm Nicole Eisler. I'm your party host, of course. And we're traveling through time. We've visited the past. We've talked about the present. And of course, we want to open up space and welcome in your future, 2017. What does it have in store for you? Isn't that such an open-ended question? And how would you answer that? Do you ever wonder, where is my life headed? What am I doing? Like, where? What is this for? What am I up to? My days are filled with so many things. I find myself saying, I don't have time, or, this is crazy. Hey, I wish I could really do that, but I'm so busy. I mean, this has been an ongoing theme for years and years. And, you know, as technology gets faster, as it does every year, and we get more gadgets and more things, we still are caught on that phrase, I don't have time. And yet all of us have been given today. Hopefully we're all given tomorrow and a few days after that. But here we are right here and today. All of us had 24 hours to call this day right here. And it's a one-time deal, right? We get one showing of every single day. And I have been asked many times from people, like, I don't know. How do I know where my life is headed? Boy, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if I get on a bus and I have to ask the driver, hey, where is this bus headed? After I'm on the bus and it's going somewhere I do not want to go, I'm not staying on that bus. But you know what? I would even take a few steps back. I wouldn't get on the bus until I knew where it was going. So I'm going to put you back in the driver's seat. You're in charge. You determine the path, and you're going to map out where you want your life to go, because I cannot answer that. Now, even when I'm doing readings for people, or we're looking at energy and purpose, and we're talking about their passion and where's their resistance, and sure, I get images. Sure, I get things that pop in. You know where that pops in from? Not me. Pops in from them. If I'm doing a reading with somebody, it's our intuition is simply communicating. And it's saying, here's what's in store. Could you tell him or her that? Because I've been trying and they're not listening to me. And so that's where I get to be the voice and I'm the messenger sometimes. And it's a lot of fun. So are you wondering, where is your life headed? Are there uncertainties? Here's one thing that's always something you can count on. It's that you have control about how you feel in every moment. You can simply shift with some of the things we just talked about in the last segment about breath, being present, redirecting your thoughts, awareness, right? So what are things that you can do right now to gain traction on the things that you want? I just did a 7-day happiness hunt in my Facebook group, The Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People. And last night I talked about something as simple as just doing something different. Just do things different. Order something you never ate before. Take a different route to work. Change it up. We get caught up in this. It's fine. I love a routine. I love having systems. I don't like being in a rut. So if I ever feel my energy getting kind of bored, like, this is all right. Or if I'm driving to work and I didn't notice anything on the way there and suddenly I realize I have to get out of the car, it might be time to change up my route a little bit, get a little more present, because, you know, your subconscious can drive you wherever. It knows the path. You've taught it that. Sometimes our subconscious is a better driver than we are, but hey, we want to be present. We want to experience this life. I want to be in charge. So where's your life headed? How do you want to answer that question? Is it somewhere fun? I sure hope so. Does it feel good? Are you, and why are we visiting the past? Why are we talking about the present if we're talking about the future? Because one, your past, you know, there's a saying that your past doesn't determine your future, but I'm going to add, unless you let it. If you say, you know, this always happens to me. I've never been able to figure this out. I've never been able to make this happen. So, well, then you're kind of presetting that that's going to be the story for your future. And then that'll someday be part of your past. And then you'll go through this whole process, right? This pattern. Let's change it up. Let's do it different. How do I want my life to go? And when I talk about that, I come from, how do I want to feel in my life? Because what I find, and because I primarily work with highly sensitive people, when I start asking them what they want to help people. They want to change the world. They want to, they want to have more time and they wish they had more alone time and they love to read. But you know what? They love helping other people. So I can't really get to, but what do you want? So I say this instead. How do you want to feel in your life? Oh, well, I want to feel light and I want to feel happy and I want to feel alive and I want to feel on purpose. And they give me lots of answers for that one. So when you're looking at your future, how do you want to feel? In 2017, how do you want to feel? I mean, you got something ringing in right now. I can tell you it's not, oh, I want to feel more stressed. It's not. I know for a fact. Nobody ever says that. Oh, I just want more stress. That would be great. Have you guys seen the commercial? There's a commercial on, what if everybody really told the truth? And they show like an insurance guy sitting with people and a contractor. And he's saying basically everything that could go wrong, but in a tone where he would normally be saying, don't worry, everything will be just great. Right? Nobody walks around saying, you know, today would just be better if I was just a little bit more stressed. I mean, that would be good for me. That's not what we talk about. Oh no, these posts that I was reading before, it's all about positivity. I want to feel happy. I want to feel connected. I want to be with people who get me. I want to be with people that, you know, make me feel good about myself. It's always a positive spin. Why don't we have that then? That's where my question comes to. Man, if I have something in my life and I don't like it, you cannot stop me to try and change it. I will do it. I'll be like a locomotive. Better get out of the way. Because if I don't like it and you're cramping in on my happy place time, no. Now, do I do that to myself sometimes? Yeah. Yeah, I do. You know, I had something this week and I'm out shoveling. It's popping in my head. I'm getting mad. I'm sweating. I'm shoveling. It made me shovel a lot faster. But by the time I got in, and then what did I do with it? I tucked it away. Yeah, I got busy again. Right? Oh, I won't deal with that right now. And then what happened? Popped up again. There it is. And where's it coming up? It's coming up in my throat chakra. Why? Because I'm not expressing how I really feel about something in a relationship of mine where I care about somebody. And you know, these things come up. We have to listen. So I'm creating an experience that I don't really like. Because I'm not being true about how I'm not really expressing how I feel about something. We just take those feelings and we stuff them like they're little dust bunnies under the, like, oh, I don't see you. I don't see you there. I don't have to listen to you. I can go about my business and not give you one thought. And then what does it do? It sneaks right back in. There it is again, popped right in. You're thinking about it. You're feeling about it. And what happens? Your present experience with someone else or a project or whatever, you feel frustrated or you snap at somebody. Hey, I wish I could say I've never done that. Yeah, I've done that. And then what do? Oh, I'm sorry. We say the S word. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be that way. 5 minutes later, do it again. Man, let's do something different, right? Let's create this experience that it's honest and it's raw and it's real and it's fun. That it's not just like, you know, when you're watching a movie and you go, don't go in there. Like you're watching the movie and you're giving them advice because it seems so obvious what they should or should not do, you know, what they should say or how they should be or where they should redirect their thoughts. And I know I'm saying the word should, but isn't that what we do that? And we want to like help them. And yet here we are creating experiences for ourselves that are mapping out our future based on what we don't want, what we didn't like, what we're ignoring, maybe what we've been distracted by. Yeah, there's some good stuff weaved in there. Of course. I want more of that. Do you? You want to magnify that? Let's magnify those amazing, beautiful things. Let's look at the thoughts, feelings, whatever, that are sneaking in, cramping in, popping up, bubbling to the surface, and let's figure out why. Let's figure out what it has to say, what it's trying to teach you, show you, point out for you. What is your intuition trying to tell you? No, not why did so-and-so say that or how could they do that? Nope, I'm talking about you, your interpretation of what happened. Listen, folks, like everything happens the way it's supposed to. Yep, everything. It's how we interpret it. It's what we walk away with. But you know, we get to pick that. We get to define that. So let's do that. Let's look at your future and say, what do I want that to look like, feel like? How do I create space in my life to really welcome it in? Did you ever go to a party where you didn't feel welcome? No. Did you ever stay at a party where you didn't feel welcome? No. Why on earth would the universe send something to you if you haven't welcomed it in by creating space and expectation and being in the right emotion and the right energy and vibration? When you're in your happy place, you could not be more welcoming. I sound like Chandler on Friends. I've been watching Friends. They just make me laugh. It's amazing, right? It's timeless, timeless show, Friends. So how do we create space to welcome in those feelings, those activities, those people, the warm, fuzzy things, the light me up inside things, the spark my passion, the keep me inspired? How do I welcome in and create space for a life like that, even when life is happening and giving me things that I have to figure out and work hard at? Because, yep, sometimes it's hard work. So before we go off to break, now, if you are a highly sensitive person, if this is resonating and you're not in my group yet, it's called The Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People. It's on Facebook. Come and find us. We have a lot of fun in there. We take the lighter side to life. And there's a lot of things. Everyone in there just offers so much positive energy. It's quite incredible. We've been growing by leaps and bounds the last couple of weeks. I think people are looking for some new space to be in. So The Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People, hop on over there. And we're going to go off to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that workshop, resources, community. We're going to talk about the things that are get you that future on your terms the way you want so you can live in your happy place. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue
for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh my goodness. Really? Are we at that time already? We're in our final segment of our final show of the year. We're here on Positivity Party Radio. We're chatting about your past, your present, your future. How exciting is that? Isn't life different when you decide it's going to be on your terms? Because, you know, in all the circles that I'm in, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm highly sensitive, I'm in all these different groups and networking and and working with clients. And one of the things I hear so often is people saying, you know, I just want to be able to live life on my terms. What does that mean? Because it sounds like it's something that you don't have control of. You don't have power of. You don't have, like, you have to get somewhere first in order to put it on your terms. How about you just make that decision right now? I'm going to start living my life on my terms. You know what that really means? That means living intentionally. That means setting your intention. You set the tone, not only for your day, but for your entire life. That means that you get to pick and choose the relationships you keep and the ones that you walk away from. Because I think sometimes we look at living life on our terms as financially related, like it's going to be, it depends on how much money I can make, or if I can quit my job, or if I can get that car I want, or, you know, if I can actually like buy the house that we want, whatever, fill in the blank. It's living life on your terms is you deciding how you want to feel in your life. Because look around the globe. I have this movie called Happy. Imagine that. I know. And they went around the globe and they, you know, it's this amazing documentary and they were visiting with people from all over. And some of them were third world countries where they have literally dirt floors. They live in a shack, a tin house with curtains for a door, smiling from ear to ear. So happy. Just living. And here we are, some of us, right? We're looking at that far off thing or the thing we don't have yet, the lifestyle we want, and it's not here. And we're not smiling as much. We're not really experiencing life on that deep level. But when you can find your happy place, no matter where you are, when you can visit in your past and feel gratitude for every moment, when you can be fully present, feel the breath in your lungs, your emotions, your feelings, the sensations, see the color around you, right? When you can map out your future and just decide from this moment moving forward that when I say I want to live life on my terms, that means I'm in control. No, I can't control everything in this world, in my life. But I can come back to me. I can decide who I am, what I stand for, what I'm about. I can use my voice to share my message. I can take a stand for those who cannot take a stand for themselves. Whatever that is, whatever it looks like for you, I can decide how I want to feel in my life every moment of every day. And even if, I had a client last night just going through some stuff, and she said, I feel like I forgot everything that I've learned since we started working together. I was doing so good. So then she got caught up in that I messed it up story. I said, put the brakes on. It's just that some of the things are a little more magnified right now. So what does that do? And I know I drive some people crazy. They go, stop saying that it gives me opportunity to make a difference for myself. Stop saying it's an opportunity for me to grow. Stop saying it's an opportunity for me to make a decision and take a stand in my life. But that's what it is. See, I don't say what I say and share my message with people because I just want to tell them what they need to hear. Sometimes we have to be told what we don't want to hear, what we've been ignoring or pushing aside. How about that you matter, that you are valuable? How about that living life on your terms is completely, fully, 110% up to you, and you can do that right now. You don't have to wait for one single thing. It's not like, oh, when this happens, then I can feel whatever, happy, fulfilled. No. Why wait? Why do we wait? It's like this waiting game. What's the worst thing? You know, and when my kids were little, when I was little, like the worst feeling was having to wait for Christmas morning. Like, what did Santa bring? But it was exciting when we were kids. It was like the waiting was fun when we were kids. When we're adults, the waiting is not fun. It's grueling and it's hard. So what am I doing that we're wrapping it up here? We're having the only planning party for highly sensitive people. It's this Thursday, December 22nd. It's online. You can do it right from your cozy warm house and your cozy warm fuzzy pajamas if you want. It's all online. We're having a party room online. There's going to be great, amazing people there. We're going to look at the past, the present, the future. We're going to map it out. We're going to help you get clarity about how do you want to feel in your life. You're going to get resources. You're going to have a community. And it's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. And if you're thinking, but Nicole, we're in different time zones, that's okay because it's all recorded. You can come for a bit or you can stay for the whole thing. It's only $33, folks. $33. What? How do you get that? You can get in touch with me at Nicole@BigDreamAwakening.com. You can visit and join my Facebook group at The Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People. You can also go to, and this is also on the page, if you're listening online, you can visit Transformation Talk Radio, my host page. You'll see the link there, but it's bit.ly/2017, capital P for planning, capital P for party, FOR, capital H, capital S, capital P. That's a long one. So you want to just get over to the happy place for highly sensitive people. Because we're wrapping this up. I want to help you honor, and I hope that this has brought some light to things for you that it's all up to you. You're the driver of your own, like, you're driving everything in your life. You get to pick the path, the map. I have loved that we have been able to connect in 2016, and I want to help you create that space so you can welcome in all the amazing, beautiful things and how you want to feel for 2017 and beyond that. Let's do things differently. And you don't have to do it alone. I'm here. Let's do it together. Right? So this is Positivity Party Radio. We're winding down 2016. We're ramping up and we're taking all the good stuff with us. That's important. And we're kind of cleaning house. We're going to look at why this is the best time to be highly sensitive. Clear how you want to feel for 2017 so you can discover everything to make it happen. Thank you so much for spending time. I'm so honored and I'm so grateful for every listener, for every friend out there. I welcome you into my community over and over again, and I appreciate that you've been here. And let's go make some, let's make some glittery magic happen for 2017. That's what I want from you, for you. I want to see you get that. I want to see you feel that. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Positivity Party Radio in 2016. And with that, I wish you very happy holidays and an amazing 2017 and beyond. Take good care now. Bye-bye.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.